was BT is presented by 12 o'clock, it must, whatever is presented by 12 o'clock, it must be done so that the committee engage. Why in your hands, we are not only confused, we confuse ourselves, leaders, and we want to put it in order now. If we don't know who we're going to send, if I show up, by the way, who are you? Just remind me. Well, when the minister, who are in your hands?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the voice of getting us through. I would like to thank the committee for the invitation. And just to give the background that we are here to present at the committee to put the high-level panel report. What we did as a department, we looked at the full report that presented by the former president, Captain McClanity, and the team. We then zoomed into areas that affect social development in particular, and out of that we pulled out those areas, Chairperson, and started working on them.
Can you hold the fort? I'm dealing with over 15 challenges. Can you hold the fort of Cherry? I'm dealing with over 50 challenges. At the back of the minute.
Thank you, GM, you may continue. So we zoomed in, Chairperson, in looking at the areas that have a direct impact on social development out of the 1,000 pages that were presented. And as a team, we started working in addressing some of the aspects in terms of some of the legislation that will be coming before the committee. It is in response to that as well. So I'm going to hand over, Chairperson, your permission to DDG Vilahazi, who's the COO and responsible for strategy in the department. And she and her team were the ones that were tasked to doing this work. And I would like her to make the presentation. And also request that DDG, can you please focus on the important aspect so we meet the Chairperson request that we should be done at all. The slides are quite familiar. We have worked out based on the previous presentation that we made to the Portfolio Committee on the Federal Administration. Learning from that, we will highlight the most important area if the committee permits us to follow that process. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, GM. I think the committee, if there is something that we need clarity on any slide, we will just stop you and ask for clarity of some kind. DDG?
Thank you very much. As the DM has given the background, the administration was given the responsibility to review the legislation, and then they completed that. So it appears that the fifth administration has to ensure that the recommendations of the report are implemented. The purpose of this presentation at the Portfolio Committee to report the progress on behalf of the Department of Social Development, our response with regard to the findings of this committee, which is the high-level panel that were on the assessment of key legislation and acceleration of fundamental change. Our response includes the input by the provinces and also the current status quo. As the DM has indicated, the report has 600 pages.
So we had to go through the whole report and identify areas that are relevant to the Department of Social Development. For example, under administration, what we found, the finding in terms of the committee report was that the use of the Official Languages Act, number 12 of 2012, there was a recommendation in terms of the report that says Parliament needs to ensure the implementation of this act in such a way that a department set the unit, the language unit. So in terms of the current status quo as part of the Department of Social Development, in the National Department of Social Development, we do have a unit responsible for the implementation of this act. But when we went through the provinces, we discovered that, like for example, in the Eastern Cape, there is no dedicated language policy unit. The province but committed to ensure that there is the use of the Official Languages Act. And this includes, among others, the provision of interpreting services in the department's outreach program. So the intermediate actions include that DSD must implement the language policy and that there should be quarterly reporting to the PENSAF, which is the board responsible for the South African Language Board, on the implementation of the act, and also to ensure that we translate the documents into the language so that it's accessible and user-friendly to the communities we serve. Our long-term plan is to establish a unit and ensure that we translate, transcribe, and edit DSD documents so that they are accessible to the communities we serve, and also mainstream the use of the languages in the DSD frameworks and policies. And then the Northern Cape, also they do not have funds to set up a language unit. But they are assisted mainly by the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture on the translation of the document. Northwest, they do implement the language test, although it's not 100%, and also they ensure that when they have outreach problems, the document and even the language that is used, they also the language that is used by the community. And then the Western Cape, they do not have the communication unit, but they are supported by the Department of Arts and Culture.
No.
Why
are the main hold our energy as committee members? They are presenting note to whatever you want to buy.
I just wanted to say, it says here, it has a communication unit with language practitioners, and she said they have no...
If we can follow that approach, there will be no presentation. They will read, you will say there's no full stop, and they'll say there is not punctuated. Can you imagine? Mark whatever concern you have, no one is going to disrupt you.
Thank you, my apologies. There is a language, they do have the unit and the practitioners, but they are assisted by the Department of Arts in the province. And then another finding, is the Eastern Cape, I did cover that one. Chatterton, can I move on to the next, the finding with regard to the refugees and migrants, which is the recommendation, which is on page 750. We try to indicate the pages, as I indicated, that the report slide number 11.
Okay. Can we agree Can we agree that if the state of report progress is in the report, it does say the report on the Eastern Cape will find it in slide number 12. The progress report on the West will find, I'm trying to manage the kind of time we have. But if you want to read everything here, I'm making your life very easy.
Okay. In terms of the refugees and migrants, what is important here in terms of the findings was the need for the people to be flight 11. What is important is that the communities and the people to be trained so that they understand issues around population policy and demography as well as planning, because the issues of migration patterns need to be understood by everyone, and that there is a short-term training program that was developed by population and development in the national department that is then being rolled out throughout different provinces. Maybe to summarize, that's what I can mention on this one. It's important also for the committee to know that the Department of Social Development is the custodian of population policy of the country. At some point, maybe we can come and brief the committee, because you also have the responsibility to monitor the implementation of the policy. And then the next finding was on the sexual offences data, which is on page 13. The recommendation was the recommendation, which is recommendation 4.10a, if you have the 600-page report, it says lack of publicly available comprehensive accurate data in both public and private sectors as a constraint to the evaluation of the efficiency, equity, and quality of the healthcare system. So we've covered what we found in terms of the provinces. In terms of, for example, the Eastern Cape, the province collects data on the victims of crime and violence, who are then referred to the Department for Psychosocial Support, so which is, that is the current status quo. But the intermediate actions by the department, that the Department of Social Development has engaged with different data producers, especially the SAPS in terms of the data that is produced. Data collected in terms of the gender-based violence should be disaggregated by age, gender, crime, committed, race, and geographical location. So one of the objectives of the population policy is to make reliable and up-to-date information on human and population development available. So as a long-term plan, we need to address research gaps and appropriate interventions as far as this matter is concerned, and also to continue with the technical support to the stakeholders on population policy priorities, especially the data collection and dissemination. The next slide is number 15, with regard to comprehensive social security. There was a finding in terms of child-headed households can't access child support grants for themselves. So in terms of recommendation, which is on page 220, it says the Act should be amended to enable teen mothers and child-headed households to receive the child support grant simultaneously for themselves and the children in their care. So what is the current status quo now is that teen caregivers cannot access the child support grant for themselves, as they need to be above the age of 16 to access such grant. But the intermediate action is that the Social Assistance Amendment Bill was tabled in April 2018, so one of the amendments seeks to address this matter. You'll remember, Chairperson, that the mandate of this committee was to look into the gaps in terms of the legislation and recommend that they be amended and so on. So we are then on course in terms of the Social Assistance Act. a concern because it's addressing the finding. So once the act is amended, then the child head as a household will be able to address the grant directly. And the next finding is slide 15. There is no provision for the supervising adult to assist child headed household to access the child support grant. So the recommendation that is on page 20 says the act should be amended to align with the Children's Act, allowing supervising adults supporting child-headed households to apply for the child support grant on behalf of the children under their supervision. So the current status quo is that in terms of the definition of a caregiver, the caregiver is sufficiently broad enough to allow supervising adults to apply for the child support grant on behalf of the children under their supervision. So the conduct of the supervisor is best and regulated in terms of the Children's Act. The next finding, which is on slide 17, it says social workers can't deal with foster care caseloads, hence orders are lapsing. So the recommendation that is on page 320 says the Act should be amended to deal with lapsing of foster care grants. So the current status quo, we found that all provinces have put strategies in place to manage the foster care backlog, which includes the recruitment of social workers, implementing the similar programs, functional foster care forums, monitoring tools as guided and supported by the national department. And also Mpumalanga has also strengthened their engagement with the Department of Justice. But the intermediate action says Children's Amendment Bill has already been tabled in Parliament, which was on the 19th of February 2019, to deal with this finding. So what the long-term plan is to follow the necessary legislative process to amend the Act. So this one is also getting the attention. In terms of slide 18, the finding says currently there is no common definition of what constitutes a disability. So the recommendation in page of 320 is that page 320 is that the Act should be amended to include a widely accepted definition of disability. So the finding is that in terms of the current status quo, all provinces utilize definitions provided by the UN Convention as well as the White Paper on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and the Mental Health Act. So in terms of the Social Assistance Act 2004, a disabled person means a person contemplated in Section 9B of the, in terms of the physical mental disability unfit to obtain by virtue of any service, employment or profession, that means needed, the means needed to enable him or her to provide his or her internet. So the intermediate action to do a consultation for that consultation internally and externally, so that we then come up with a widely accepted definition of disability in terms of the recommendation. So we need to follow up the legislative processes in terms of the long-term plan. In terms of slide 19, the finding is that the mean test procedure leads to exclusion and is complex for the public to understand. It also encourages concealment of income, which exacerbates corruption and fraud. That's the finding. And then the recommendation in terms of page 221 is that we need to simplify and eliminate mean test. So the current status quo is that social grants are provided according to the needs based on the means test, with the exception of the foster child grant, which is not means tested. So intermediate action includes policy on the universalization, which that is the removal of the means test, of the older person's grant and child support grant, which were developed. These will then form part of the proposal for the broader social security reform. So the long-term plan is to implement, is to develop legislation to implement.
The next slide, slide 20, the findings, capacity challenges at South African Social Security Agency. The recommendation in terms of page 321, we need to resolve SASSA's capacity constraints. So the intermediate action is part of the preparation and readiness process for enforcing the payment of social grants. The agency's capacity model will be reviewed during the 1920 financial year, as well as emphasizing the issue of the payment function. SASSA is planning to investigate 70% of reported fraud and corruption cases, and a review aimed at determining staff capacity to address the delivery and challenges. So what is long-term on this matter that reviewed and approved the organizational structure will be finalized. And then in terms of the finding on slide 21, lack of transparency at SASSA, the recommendation 4.2b, 3 is to improve transparency. The finding is that the department is currently undertaking a review of the SASSA Act with an aim to improve the governance of the agency. So that the long term is the amendment of SASSA Act. Another finding is the collusion between the commercial sector and administrators of grants, which is a recommendation 4.2b. The commission of such acts can be reported to the Office of the Public Protector for investigation, as well as the Special Investigation Unit and other authorities that investigate fraud. So the long term is to establish the inspectorate. So another finding is to address collusion between the commercial, that one has covered. The department also intends to set up an inspectorate for social assistance in order to investigate such acts of corruption that are indicated here. Slide 22, finding that in terms of the grants are not earmarked, which is the finding. And the current status quo is that grants are not earmarked, however, they are soft each condition in terms of the child support grant, which is like the proof of school attendance of the child. So the intermediate action is that the poor households and communities are most likely to find conditions difficult to meet. Conditions are more probably the result of the discrimination against those who are already disadvantaged to access a basic education and healthcare, to mention a few. Long-term plans include the discussion paper that will be consulted on and on this platform in order to provide an opportunity to engage with the public representatives from various communities. That is our long-term plan. In terms of slide 23, the fact is that grants are not indexed against inflation. So the recommendation is that grants should be indexed against the inflation. The current status quo is that grants are increased every year on the basis of the long-term inflation. Our base year, for example, 2012-2013, until last year was the introduction of an increase in VAT. Hence, the above inflation increases granted with a revision on the base year 2017-2018. These increases are, however, at the discretion of the Minister of Finance and Social Development. We will then the long-term amend the legislation to allow for indexation of grants. Okay. I'm at slide 23 and all the slides are fixed. So I'm halfway through chapter 20.
Halfway?
Yes. I'm not sure whether I'll have to check what it is that I will not say. Okay. There is a sign in chapter 10 on there is no provision to address the plight of individuals who have no income, but
I will you wake up and I'm just trying to do this for a long time. Bigly, this document is classified, it's categorized into welfare service, comprehensive security, administration. Administration, the bureaucrat of the said, under welfare service, the issues that are being raised. It's A, B, C, D. There are recommendations that are being validated. Right? Under comprehensive security, the following issues are being raised. There are recommendations and progress reports which you find in A, B, C, D. Are we there? If the Africa will do things for 5 days, which is not a country of time for 20 minutes, including some of our organizations, I don't know other parties. Sometimes we go, what do you call it, quarter for 2 days on something that would have been dealt with in 6 hours in the private sector. All I'm saying is you guys must live in a smart and a modernized way of doing things. I wish you I don't know what stopped you from thinking that. And it will be that way also excite because it makes sure that what you present is easily captured and retained in our mind. We've got 10 minutes to do anything. Okay?
Okay, success in welfare services. There is a finding with regard to all the persons.
Number can we speak with us? Did you get this argument? Why don't members just engage the clergyman? So I will tell you, the commodities will have to do this on the side. Can members engage the clergyman? Not the last day, but for today with the camera. I want to assume that the department is going to answer clear enough questions. Just thank you, ma'am, for the work you've done. But I'm interested. Just try to improve the way you do things. There are different ways to use individual information in matters. I just tell you, just remember the finding the assertion. I had a teacher close to me. She's very old now. If she says to you, answer this question in 2 pages, and you have 7 pages, then your proper answer starts in page number 4. She marks 2 pages, you get 0. Because she says, if you go to test the hidden in your zone, you are in the trial, isn't it? You are doing guesswork. And the attitude was that the bigger the document is, the bigger the document. The more questionable is the confidence of the author in the context. That's about my teacher. So I want to work on you guys, make the life of you, because I know you've got this talent, but you don't want to share it. Listen. You don't have to tell me anything, man. What about you? This is how the budget is there. So I feel what you're trying to do with this people. What's the kind of an issue?
No, we're telling you,
Chad.
We're telling you.
Go modern. Yeah. Remember? So you want to sleep over?
No.
You want to know?
No.
No. This is it's raising very, very important issues. One of the messages we are teaching, it says, let's help our society to interact with us intelligently. So that when they vote, whichever party, they are clear about the issues on the same level. They say unless you put certain things in certain languages, unless you train them to understand certain things about their lives, whenever they say they love or they hate this one, the challenge is that they must not be sure what it is. So this thing is here. Because we want to lead a society that is well trained, educated, so that we take informed decisions.